A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. A wonderful verse to end this chapter, the end, in fact, of Peter's letter. This was the final word which the Holy Spirit inspired him to write, which became Scripture. He might have written other things, but here, this is for us Scripture. Here is the mature Peter, as he says to the other disciples who were to read his letter, that they should grow in grace and knowledge. He himself had grown in grace and knowledge. Just before this, he had been telling the Christians, be careful, don't be like those who twist the Scriptures and who twist what Paul has written, meaning that Peter was already beginning to see what Paul had written as Scripture. Marvelous that Peter could humble himself as the chief apostle, as the one with the keys of the kingdom, so to say, and yet he was able to humble himself and accept what Paul had written, a much younger apostle, and one who was, in a sense, an outsider. Marvelous they could be one in the Spirit completely. Guisimanga guti o Petru no Paul bamunye emoyen. Ai guti bayalwa u Petru agamkoshi u Paul. One would think that Peter might have expelled Paul for being so rude. Remember, in the company of other Christians, Paul rebuked Peter and accused him of being a hypocrite, openly, publicly. For indeed, Peter was a hypocrite. Though he had experienced revival, he had experienced the baptism of the Spirit on Pentecost, but he was ashamed of the Gentile Christians. There was still a certain racism in his heart, so to say, and he sidled over to the Jewish Christians so that he wouldn't be associated with the Gentile Christians when legalists walked into the room. But Peter repented. Amazing. It's not that he repented once, but he lived a life of repentance. For that's what Martin Luther said, that the Christian, in his 95 Theses, Luther said, the true Christian repents every day. And so Peter, in this last word, says, now you grow in grace. And he was the model. Uyena u Petru waba isbonelo ngokukhula emoyeni. Now grow in grace and knowledge, and you'll experience this new year to be a wonderful year.